Jim Roth heads Huron Consulting Group Incorporated. He told Regents that his company will deliver despite some investor lawsuits and an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Regent Jeffrey Bartel asked Roth about the roughly 30 people already assigned to the project, namely if they'll leave or get hired away by rival consulting firms.
We have in the process of finalizing now a retention program that will be aimed at many of our key people, but will provide them with incentives to stay with the company over a period of time.
And Regent Eileen Connolly Kiesler openly asked fellow board members about the long-term prospects for the $81 million project, given the company's investigation by the SEC.
If something comes out of this that we cannot live with and we have to terminate this contract, what's your plan B? Because we could be $30 million into this and we have to go plan B.
UW System Administrator Tom Andres replied that administrators aim to work with Huron Consulting Group as much as possible, so if termination happened, there'd be less work for a new consultant. But CEO Jim Roth was adamant things would work out.
You have my word that we will do everything within our power to make this entirely seamless, such that if nobody ever read the paper, you should never even know that there was an issue with Huron as you go forward with this project.
Roth agreed to provide routine updates on his company's status. The Regents Business, Finance, and Audit Committee voted to approve the project. It goes next to the full board for final approval. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.